Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. What a wild series the Edmonton Oilers and Dallas Stars have had in the Western Conference Final. You thought they were in big trouble again last night, the Oilers. Remember Game 3? They were up 2-0. And then the next thing you know, they lost 5-3 in Game 3. You knew they weren't going to be out of it last night when they got down 2-0. Remember, they were down 2-1 heading into Game 4 after losing Game 3 5-3. So they couldn't give up when they were down 2-0 last night. They fought back, tied it before the period was out at the end of the first, and then the Stars didn't really apply pressure. Janmark and Draisaitl scored within a minute of each other in the second period. The Oilers go on to beat the Stars 5-2 to even the series. They had the empty netter late. Draisaitl said, yeah, we were a little sleepy. We found our legs, got going a little bit, started to play our game. So Janmark tied it on a shorthanded two-on-one break with Connor Brown with 5:29 left in the period. And then Draisaitl followed with his 10th of the postseason with 4:38 to go. And that was all she wrote. So Game 5 is going to be Friday night in Dallas. Pete DeBoer said, got home ice back. This isn't supposed to be easy. Ryan McLeod, Evan Bouchard, and Matthias Ekholm into the empty net with 1:53 remaining. Also had goals for the Oilers. Connor McDavid had two helpers. Stuart Skinner made 20 saves. He was shaky early, I'll tell you that much. He didn't look like he had any confidence at all. Wyatt Johnston and Asa Lindell scored as Dallas got the 2-0 lead in the first 5.5 minutes of the game. McLeod and Bouchard scored for Edmonton late in the period, saving Skinner's ass. Skinner made a big stop on Dadonov, and the place was going crazy after they had tied it up. So that was a huge save. The Stars got their second power play with about 8 minutes left in regulation, but the Oilers killed off their 23rd straight penalty before Ekholm got the full length of the ice empty netter dagger goal to finish him off and give me the cover. Jake Ottinger had 24 saves for Dallas. So Johnston scored his 9th of the playoffs just 58 seconds into the game when he snapped a puck over Skinner's glove. It was the first shot of the game. The crowd started giving Skinner the business, and they gave him a funky cheer when they finally got their first shot 8 minutes into the game. So their own fans were giving them heat. So Knobloch made changes to his lineup. He put defenseman Broberg along with McLeod and forward Corey Perry, who had a really good game. He was in for Desjardins. And then, the guy had big shots on goal that led to goals. Stars defenseman Chris Tanev left the second period with a lower body injury. He did not return. So now they'll go to Dallas Friday night, tomorrow night on TNT at 8:30, game five. It's starting to shape up to look like a 6 or 7 automatic six, but the series is getting really juicy. I thought both of those games in Edmonton were really good. So what do we got tonight? Well, you got the Panthers coming into New York to the Garden for a huge, crucial Game 5 against the Rangers. You know, the Rangers played maybe their best first period of the series in Game 4 down in Sunrise, and they got just one goal. The Panthers, though, controlled it over the last two periods and had the power play going, and they got the overtime goal. And so the Eastern Conference is tied at 2 games apiece in their final, and now a best-of-3 starts tonight here in the Big Apple. The winner of tonight's game will get their first chance to clinch the series Saturday in Sunrise. So Florida earned a 3-2 win Tuesday night when Reinhardt scored his third power play goal of the series 72 seconds into overtime. His game winner happened with about 10 passes through the offensive zone. Barkov drew a hooking penalty on Blake Wheeler 59 seconds into the extra session. Sam Bennett had tied the score at 1 in the second period after the Panthers gave up 13 shots on goal in the opening frame. Paul Maurice said they were playing tight. Verhaeghe, who scored the tying goal in Game 2, also scored on the power play 3:31 after Bennett had scored. Bennett said, "We wanted it so bad. I think we were gripping our sticks a little tight in the first period. Then we started to loosen up and just relax, started making more plays, got back to our game that we've had success with all year. It was good composure, and we just calmed down in the second and third periods there." Well, they certainly got better on the power play. The Panthers had 4 power play goals in the previous 2 games and are 5-for-12 with the man advantage since going 0-for-3 in their 3-0 win in the opener of the series in New York. Verhaeghe said the power play got it done, obviously a huge couple of goals, and it's nice to see it clicking a little bit more here. If you remember back, Reinhardt has scored 3 power play goals in the last 2 games, getting 2 in the first period in Game 3 when the Panthers dominated but eventually lost in overtime 5-4 on Alex Wenberg's tip-in 5:35 into the extra session. The Rangers were outshot 40-23 Tuesday night. They're getting outshot 131-100 in the series overall. But New York got his 2 wins thanks to overtime goals by Barclay Goodrow and Wenberg, along with great goaltending by Shesterkin. The Rangers coach, Peter Laviolette, said, "We're spending a little bit too much time playing defense, especially in the second period. That happened last game as well, and so we're not able to move and generate the way we want to out there. They come at you hard. They dump a lot of pucks. They forecheck hard, so you're not spending time in the right zone at the other end." So Reinhardt got one from the slot. Shesterkin got beat by Verhaeghe on a weird bounce, and then Bennett jammed in his rebound from the side of the net. Reinhardt said he's arguably one of the best goalies in the world, Shesterkin, and he's going to make his saves. "I think when the game is tight and the way we play, we're going to generate chances." So you know who's been really great for the Rangers is Lafreniere. He scored the tying goal early in the third period Tuesday night after getting 2 goals in Game 3. But the Rangers only got 2 shots on goal the rest of the game. Trocheck scored, but the Breadman, Panarin, Zibanejad, and Kreider are scoreless in the series, and that just can't be. Those guys are star players. Kreider's a badass. Panarin kind of controls things on their power play from the point and along the walls. Zibanejad is the sniper. He said, I think we played pretty good in the first period, set ourselves up. They took 6 shots on goal and has not scored. When you think about it, Zibanejad, he hasn't since game 1 of the second round against the Carolina Hurricanes. He said the second period was not what we wanted. Good job in the third, tying the game up and giving ourselves a chance. Overall, not the result that we wanted. It's the best out of 3 now. We go home and we try to take care of game 5. You know it's going to be rocking and eye to the guard. They're going to be going crazy. They're going to be violent. They're going to be a lot of hitting. It's pressure time now, baby. You talk about grabbing the sticks tight. Whoever wins this game will have a chance to go to the Stanley Cup Final on Saturday night. I can't wait for the game tonight.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.